It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good to have you listening in. On this Monday here on BPN Radio, we're going to pray, church. It's time to pray. And I just want to let you know that I'm going to minister to the church today, the body of Christ. And I don't know what you have to do to be qualified to do that, but I do know that I've been in ministry almost 49 years. I've still got a lot to learn. But I believe as a father figure in this nation, I'm going to talk to the body of Christ that I'm going to talk to Christians. I want to share with you what I see happening, what I see going on in the church. And we are going to pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So I'm just so delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this Monday, No Blue Monday. And I believe the church is preparing for the body of Christ, preparing for the coming of the Lord. And I believe the church needs to prepare to go through some stormy waters, some stormy weather. You know, my wife Jean and I, we went to our granddaughter's graduation this past weekend. She graduated from Oklahoma University in Norman, Oklahoma. And we went through some stormy weather to get there and stormy weather to get back. And but we arrived at our destination. We made it back home safely, and because the Lord was with us, I just know that the church is going to go through some stormy weather, and we need to pray. And I'm not talking about just some type of cliche, church, we got to pray. I'm not talking about just carrying a theme of let's pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I think some people just use that over and over and forget what it really means, or maybe they don't even know what it means. And so we're going to pray together today, and I'm going to talk to the church as a father figure and a man, as I repeat, that does not know it all. But I see some dangers going on, and I believe that everything is going to have to start with the house of God. And the condition that we are seeing in our nation, I believe, is as a result of a prayerless church. I'm not talking about every local church. I'm talking about the body of Christ in America as a result of a prayerless church, a church that has conformed to the image of our society, using the same language, using the same techniques, using the same promotional things that our society is using, and without trying to appear critical or demanding, I just want to talk to you about the church. We're going to pray right now. Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray right now for this Monday broadcast here on BPN Radio. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray that you will bless me, anoint me, your servant, Dale Gentry, to share some very important things here on this Monday on BPN Radio. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that we need to prepare for the coming crises in America, and we need to prepare even more so for the coming of the Lord. And I want to play a song here. I believe that prayer and music definitely go together. So I want to play some music here today. I have a friend whose name is Shannon Smith, and he is a part of a group called The Three Bridges. I like their music. You can go on iTunes and get The Three Bridges music. And I like their music. I love Shannon Smith, and I like these guys when they sing. So we're going to feature the music today of The Three Bridges, and they're going to sing. They're going to sing about the coming of the Lord, which I believe that Jesus is coming soon. And I really believe that we need to have some anticipation about the coming of the Lord. And when I was growing up as a boy, there were so many sermons and songs about heaven. You hear very few people talk about heaven, and because they're so happy with their heaven on earth at this moment. And very few singers are singing about heaven. But I believe in heaven. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. And I'm going to be back after this song to pray with the church.
Hope was so lost, yeah, in the circles of darkness. One day I'll reply. I see him coming in the sky. I see him coming in the sky.
Watching and praying, waiting on the day.
see him coming in the sky. See Jesus coming in the sky. I see him coming. See Jesus coming. Spring the heavens in the twinkling of an eye. I see him coming. See Jesus coming. I see him coming in the sky. I see him coming in the sky.
One perfect moment, it won't be very long, no.
I will trade this broken heart for a
there you have the Three Bridges. I see them coming in the sky. Shannon Smith, the Three Bridges. And you can purchase their music on iTunes. Great singers. Well, you listen to BPN Radio here on this Monday. And we are praying for the condition of the church, condition of our nation. And, you know, we've been having stormy weather throughout Texas and Oklahoma for the past several days. It's really a spiritual indicator of stormy weather coming to America. And I know that people, even many pastors, are saying, well, you shouldn't talk about that. We need to be very positive. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that God has called ministers of the gospel, Christian leaders, to be more than just motivational speakers. And, you know, the Bible said that if we do not warn people of what's coming, then we're going to be held accountable. I'm talking about us who are Christian leaders. I'm talking about us who are preachers of the gospel. We're going to be warned, and there needs to be warnings that are coming our way. Gene and I, as I said, we drove through storms this past weekend to get back to our home in Austin, Texas. And while we were on our way, suddenly there was a tornado warning that came over my cell phone, and it said tornado warning and severe. So we instantly were in hail and wind, and we pulled into a hotel, took some shelter, and but we did not disregard the warning, and two tornadoes were on the ground behind us, and so we listened to the alert that came, and somebody needs to sound an alert in this nation. I mean, the Holy Spirit woke me up early this morning, and I just began to write some things down that I wanted to share with you today so that we can pray together. So, you know, Jesus is coming soon, and so many people are not going to be ready. And many Christians are not going to be ready because they have been deceived concerning Scripture. And, you know, deception is a terrible thing. And, you know, the Bible says that that in the last days many people would be deceived. And I wrote these words in my Bible several years ago when I was ministering in London, England, in a little room out at the side of the auditorium as I was getting ready to minister. And I wrote down these words, deception runs deep. Deception runs deep. And there are so many people today, even Christians, that are very deceived. And, you know, if you want to look at Webster's, when they talk about deception, they talk about a deceitfulness, duplicity, double dealing, fraud, cheating, trickery, chicanery, deviousness, a slyness, guile, bluff, lying, pretense, treachery, monkey, even says monkey business, monkey shines, a sham, fraud, pretense, false, blind. I mean, it goes on and on. And so deception is running deep in America, and deception is running deep in the church, because there's so many Christians today that just feel like that they have a license to sin, or whatever they desire to do is they can do at their choosing. And I do believe that the church needs to walk in love and mercy, because I believe that God is love. And we need to love each other. We need to love ourselves. And if we're going to err, we need to err on the side of mercy. And there's so many people that don't want to extend grace and mercy to other people. And they're all ready to put their hands on their neck and begin to choke them. But we need to walk in love, forgiveness. We need to walk in mercy. But we also need to have a love for Jesus and a hatred for sin. Sin is the thing that separates man from God. And sin is the thing that is occupying the streets of our nation, because we have lost our way as a nation. We've now got to the place where we call evil good and good evil. People that are preachers of righteousness are evil, and those that preach deceptive things, they're good. And so we just live in a nation, a society that has lost their way. And the only hope for our nation is the church. And that's why we're praying here on BPN Radio, because we are the hope of this nation. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What did he say? He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, I'm going to forgive their sin, and I'm going to heal their land. And so he said, if my people. So I just discerned today that God is desiring to minister to the church and for the fear of God to return to a nation, and that fear begins in the house of God. And so we as a church today are suffering in many, many ways. Many because of the unchurched. That's people that's really never, ever got involved in a local church. They found Jesus somewhere. They accepted Jesus, but they've never really got involved in a church. And then we have the dechurched. Those people that have become angry, critical, bitter, hurt, wounded concerning the local church. Or they become de-churched because they simply don't want to, get dressed, get ready to go to church. And so they watch their own local church online, or they may have a television preacher that they like, or a ministry that they like, or that they watch on television or online. And so we're living in different days. But I believe in the local church. I believe that people need a pastor that knows their name, not just a manager of a facility where somebody is called their pastor. He lives in another city or another state, and maybe they're showing a service on a screen, and there's somebody there that that is managing the church. We need more than managers. We need ministers. And lest I be found critical, I repent if there's any criticism in my voice. I'm just talking about what I see in the church. So the local church is suffering today, and in many ways the local church is suffering financially because of people that are no longer paying their tithes because their house payment has gone up, the price of food has gone up, and which it is, and there's a lot of other bills that are due, monthly expenses, so they have quit paying their tithes and giving their offerings, or they are taking the tithes that they would normally send to the local church, and they're sending it to someone they've seen on television or online, maybe someone they've never met or they do not know personally, or they don't know about where all the money is going. And they're sending their tithes and their offerings to other places, the local church suffering. And I believe the increase of the local church. And then, of course, I see the church suffering today because of the merchandising that is happening in Christendom today. And sometimes I can hardly watch Christian television, although I'm thankful for the privilege and the freedom. But sometimes I can hardly watch Christian television in America for all of the shenanigans that I'm seeing, preachers peddling their products, selling books, Bibles, holy water, oil, and even food, and telling you to remember offer 553 or whatever it may be. Folks, I'm not trying to be critical today. You're on BPN Radio, but all of this is to the world, is making the church and ministry in some ways a laughing stock. My question today as we pray is why not get on television or radio or online and preach the gospel, and at the close give people an opportunity to send a donation, an offering, a contribution, without having to sell something all of the time? Why can't we let the bookstores and the online companies sell the products? And why can't we just preach the gospel? Why can't we just pray instead of being money changers? And so I just pray today in Jesus' name that there would be that Jesus would just continue to come through the house, overturn the tables of the money changers. Now, I do have products, and I'm not saying that everybody has to follow my pattern, but whatever I have in my ministry, I give away. I just give it. And if you want to send me an offering, a contribution, that's fine. If not, I just sow it into you. And Gene and I and BP and Breakout Prayer Network, we do have some partners, but we don't have any gimmicks. We don't have anything to give them in exchange. We just speak a blessing upon them. We pray for them. And everybody needs partners. Even Jesus needed partners. But, we spend so much time promoting our own organization and desiring to get behind the camera. And anyhow, I just want us to pray right now that order would come into the church. Would you help me pray? Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I just see danger signs everywhere. I see stormy weather in our nation. And I believe that it's time that the church begin to pray, and that pastors call their people to seasons of prayer. And there comes a time of repentance. If my people, which are called by my name, will turn from their wicked ways, repent of their sins. And so, Lord, I know that there's an erroneous doctrine that's going around. It's talking about just getting saved and then just living life according to the way that you desire to live. And we know this is deception. And Father, we just pray the church will awaken today out of its slumber, out of its sleep, out of its drunkenness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that everything is turned upside down in the church world today. In Jesus' name. And when I went into the ministry and began to pastor, that people would stand and they would pray about how they'd been delivered from alcohol, how they'd been delivered from tobacco, how they'd been delivered from just living with somebody, from perversion and all those things. There'd be great testimonies of deliverance and freedom. And now we are promoting it in so many ways till the church has become drunken. Drunken with pleasure, drunken with wine, drunken with alcohol, drunken with mixed drink. Help us to know, Lord, that one drink puts us in an altered state of mind. It begins to confuse us. And help us not to be drunk on these things, but help us to be drunk on the Holy Ghost, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray for divine order in the church today on this Monday on BPN Radio. Let there be divine order. And I pray that pastors will give people an opportunity every service to find you, that no pastor or church leader bypasses an opportunity every service to call people to repentance, to give people an opportunity to accept Jesus, people that are backslidden away from God, people that are bound by some type of sin and diversion or perversion in their life, and that pastors would give people an opportunity. People, they would give opportunities for people to be prayed for. People come to church hurting. Some have been on the verge of committing suicide. Others are contemplating suicide. Many need to be healed. Lord, can we get back to the place where we minister to the people, where we do not run people in and out of services like a herd of cattle, but we wait in your presence and we allow people to be ministered to by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray. We pray for the church today. We pray for divine order for the church today. We pray that ministers will preach and teach the word in Jesus' name. Give people an opportunity to give without coercion or manipulation. And that would give people an opportunity to know you as their personal Savior and Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that the church will turn around. I'm not talking about every local congregation. I'm talking about the church in general. In Jesus' name, that we would have a turnaround. There would be a spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And that we would get on the right road in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I got some more things to say today. I'll be back, but we're featuring the music ministry of Three Bridges, and my friend Shannon Smith of the Three Bridges, and just want to feature their music today. And they're going to sing, and I'll be back with some more prayer.
Just give your heart to Jesus. He'll forgive your every sin as you travel on life's highway and walk the path that Jesus trod. Pray that He will guide your footsteps at the
have the three bridges, and three bridges. I recommend their music. If you have an opportunity to have them in your local church, that would be great. Three Bridges, and their music is on iTunes. It's good to have you listening in on BPN Radio on this Monday. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Delighted to have you listening in as we are praying for the local church today. And if you would like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to our website, www.bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and there is a donate button that you can click on, and you can send a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network by debit card, credit card, PayPal, and send a check there if you want to help us with this broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. What does revival in America mean? Revival in America means that we need to be revived. And what is revival? Revival is whatever you need it to be. And if you're going through a separation in your marriage, God puts your marriage back together. I call that revival. If you are bound by some addiction and God delivers you, you get set free from that, it's a revival in your own life. If your church seems to be dry, nothing seems to be happening, you're not seeing any signs, wonders, miracles, you don't see people coming to Christ, and suddenly the whole atmosphere changes and people get to know the Lord, there's a manifestation of His presence. The Holy Spirit is at work. You know, there's a revival taking place. And if you see people going down the streets of America singing hymns like they did in England during the days when Billy Graham was preaching in London, and people were actually going down the street singing the songs that they heard at the crusade the night before, it's called revival. And we do need revival in America. Where does revival begin? It begins with the church. I believe it begins with the church. I do believe that the next wave of revival is coming in the streets, but it's going to come in response to the prayers of the saints. I don't believe anything happens without prayer. I don't believe just things simply happen out of the atmosphere. I believe that everything happens in response to somebody that has been praying. We know that over 100 years ago, two women started praying for revival in Wales, and revival broke out in response, they said, to the two women who continuously interceded for that nation, and a spiritual awakening took place in the nation of Wales that people still write about today. So we're praying for the church in America, and we need to let people know where we're at. I'm talking about the leadership of the church. We need to pray, and pastors need to pray for their people. They need to spend time in prayer. I'm not telling pastors what to do, but you know, the Bible said in the book of Acts that the leaders of the church said, we're going to turn a lot of responsibility, these daily responsibilities of managing the work, over to other people, deacons that are spirit-filled and dependable, we're going to give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the Word. We're going to give ourselves to prayer and ministry of the Word. And so we declare in Jesus' name, let's just pray for the pastors right now. Father, we pray. We pray for pastors and leaders everywhere. What wonderful men and women of God we have in this nation who are serving. Many of them have been serving for a long time, like Pastor Bob Nichols, my pastor, who I had on yesterday, been serving for 51 years at Calvary Cathedral. And many pastors are going through a lot to watch for the saints. They carry the burden of their congregation on their shoulders. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name, that you would minister to them and bless them and help them and watch over them and protect them and give them grace. We pray for their companion. We pray for their spouse. We pray for their children. We pray for their family. And we ask that you bless them and you minister to them and you encourage them and strengthen them, and may their parishioners, may their constituents do exactly the same thing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, that ministers of the gospel, pastors and preachers, will stand up and be strong and bold and without fear, without intimidation, without compromise, will preach your word, the whole gospel, not just a motivational sermon. You can do it, you can make it, you're looking good. And although that is a good word, that is very, very important, because people do need to be encouraged today. A lot of people are very helpless, hopeless. A lot of people carry a lot of burdens. But a lot of the burdens that people come in with, we realize in the church, after almost 49 years of ministry, people come in bound by the burden of sin, shame, sorrow, difficulties going on because of what's happening in their lives, in their family, in their home, in their business. And so, Father, we need to preach a balanced gospel. We need to preach the whole truth. And, Father, we need to preach the Bible. And people need to be given and encouraged with the opportunity to bring their Bibles to church. So few people now bring their Bibles, but I love to say these words when I go into a church. Everybody take your Bible in your hand and repeat these words after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My guide to a successful life. I'm bonded to my Bible. I'm bonded to this word. I will hide this word in my heart that I might not sin against God. So I'm thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful for a Bible that is not just on my cell phone or is not just on my iPad. And you say, well, you're kind of splitting hairs right now. I'm thankful for my Bible that I can take it with me on the plane. I can read it. I can mark the scriptures. I can take my Bible and my pen into my prayer closet, my prayer room. I can take it to church and not just rely on the screen, but I can open my Bible and I can actually read along with what the preacher, the pastor is saying. So, Father, I pray right now that you would bond us to our Bible, bond us to your word in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray today for the church. We're thankful for the church. You said, on this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I'm thankful for the church. Very grateful. Very thankful. I'm thankful for the doors that are open every Sunday and the opportunity that we have at this very moment to worship in freedom, that we're not being monitored, although unless we have revival, that's coming. where we will be monitored on what we say and make sure that we're not saying anything against the government or against anything that would be considered hate speech. And so we thank you for the privilege of going to your house. We're thankful for the privilege of being able to broadcast on television, on radio, and online. Although the internet could change very quickly because changes are in motion at this very moment that I speak. So, Father, help us right now to consider where we're at as a nation, consider where we're at as a church, and may you strengthen the local church, and may the church be a house of prayer, more than just an invocation of benediction, but may the church be the house of prayer that you've intended for the church to be. And so we pray for the church. We pray for the leadership of the church. We pray for divine order in the church. We pray for prosperity in the church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for divine order in the parachurch ministries and different Christian organizations. We pray for divine order. We pray for accountability. In Jesus' name. God, we need you. We need you in this nation. We need you in this land. Let's just take a few moments to pray for the church, for your pastor. Take just a few moments, if you will, on this Monday on BPN Radio to pray for me, your host here, Dale Gentry, and to pray for this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network. And I responded to the call to pray years ago, February 1966. The Holy Spirit said, give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. And being an engineer at the radio station, as well as an announcer, newscaster. I had to be working at 3:30 in the morning, so I had to get up at 2 o'clock, but I began to pray. And God began to set a discipline into my life in the matter of prayer. And then I became a prayer leader. In 1967, I became a prayer leader when I began to lead a group of young people at the church that I was pastoring, a little town of Holiday, Texas, outside of Wichita Falls, Texas. And those junior high and high school students would come every school morning, and I would pray with them before they went to school in that small town. And I continued that practice, and today I'm still a prayer leader. I lead prayer in different churches. I lead prayer on internet radio. I've led prayer on television. I've led prayer in many nations of the world. I am a prayer leader, and I am asking you to be a prayer leader. You don't have to be called to be a prayer leader. You just have to have somebody to lead in prayer. Two or three or more. And I am believing now for 1,000 prayer leaders in America. And I'm asking you to be a prayer leader. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go click down to where it says BPN Prayer Leaders. There's a little short application that you put in there so we can have some information about you. And then you submit that to us. and then we will begin to recognize you as a BPN prayer leader. And so there are different ways. There are different ways that you can lead prayer. And there are different groups that you can lead prayer. We have one lady that is leading prayer over Facebook. There is another one that's having a private prayer group in their home. And there's others that are having, they're being able to, their pastor is letting them lead prayer in the church. And so we have people that are signing up now to be prayer leaders. And you can be a one of 1,000 prayer leaders in America. And so you just need to go sign up. And then every Monday, we will begin to list you as a prayer leader and where you are leading prayer. We want to welcome John Needler, who's leading prayer at Family Worship Center in Elgin, Texas. Jeff Kinney, Pastor Jeff Kinney, leading prayer at New Hope International, Concord, California. Stephen Strader is leading prayer at Ignited Church in Lakeland, Florida. Dave Rogers is leading prayer at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. Jack Mooring is leading prayer at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. Betsy Stanton is leading prayer at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And Easy and Linda Jones leading prayer at Generation Jesus Church, Sugarland, Texas. Cody Anderson is leading prayer at Faith Center Fellowship in Meno, Texas. And Deborah Farley is leading prayer at Accelerate Church, Amarillo, Texas. Billy Burns has a private location where he's leading prayer in North Richland Hills, Texas. Gary Patterson, leading prayer at Grace at Great Grace Revival Ministry in Blairsville, Georgia. Art Evans, leading prayer at Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. Judy Dodson is leading prayer at Temple Baptist Church in Bern, North Carolina. Polo De La Cruz, leading prayer at El Encuentro, Topeka, Kansas. Brad Keller is leading prayer at Journey Church in Bethel, Vermont. Tracy Johnson, leading prayer at Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And Cheryl Ortiz is leading prayer over Facebook in Manford, Oklahoma. So would you just do it? Would you just go to BPN Radio, to the 1,000 prayer leaders, and fill out the little form so we can include you? But I'm believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. We have over 1,000 churches participating here at Breakout Prayer Network. And we have over 700 cities that are represented. Now we have in motion making a plea for 1,000 prayer leaders, because we believe if we have 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches, and 1,000 prayer leaders, we do believe there will be revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So if you want to know more about BPN Radio, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. There's three ways that you can listen to this broadcast. That is on your computer, on your cell phone, and there's a little transmitter that you can purchase, a MIDI transmitter for about $10, and you can plug it into your car radio and listen on your car radio. And I want to remind you that if you have missed any of the radio broadcast since we started broadcasting several months ago, then you can go to our archives and on BPN Radio. If you go to BPN Radio and you go down toward the bottom, you will see Listen Again. Miss the radio show? Listen Again. And there will be some headphones there. You click on the headphones, and if you'll do that, then all of the broadcasts have been archived thanks to our producer, Michael Schonborn, in England. And you can go back and listen starting when we started in November. We started broadcasting, I believe, the first week in November. So we have November, December, January, February. We have March, April, and May. All of those broadcasts are archived, and you can go and you can listen to any broadcast that we have done since we started here on BPN Radio the first week of November. We've been broadcasting, we've been leading prayer around the clock because the Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning prayer. I've been a prayer leader now since 1967. And I've been a national, international prayer leader since 1985, for 30 years. And so calling people to pray. Daystar is a major television network now. When Daystar first started, I was leading prayer live over Daystar. Only one or two cities, I think, were participating at that time. Every Friday at 12:30, so people would come out to the television station. They would help me pray. So I've committed myself to prayer. And now we have nations of the world that are praying with us, as well as people all across America. And so we have had an influx of people praying with us from many nations of the world, particularly Brazil. So I want to give a shout out to those people that are praying with us in the nation of Brazil. Thank you so much. And I know that Brazil has been experiencing great revival. And we want to welcome other nations that are praying with us all around the world, about 70 nations now, including the United Kingdom, which is England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. And then the third most listened to nation for BPN is Brazil. We've had an influx of people that are praying with us in Brazil. Fourth of all is Germany. Fifth of all is Canada. France is the sixth most listened to BPN network nation. And then we have after that China. We're thankful for that. Italy. And then comes South Africa. 10th is Belgium. And after that, Australia, Portugal, India, Malaysia, Russia, Netherlands, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Mexico, Spain, Turkey, Venezuela, Puerto Rico. We have Pakistan, Guatemala, Bahamas, Colombia, Argentina, Angola, Poland, Uganda, Thailand, Vietnam, South Korea, Honduras, Jamaica, Chile, Aruba, Dominica, Paraguay, Uruguay. We have Cape Verde. There's some I have a difficult pronouncing. And we have Niger. We have Norway, Switzerland, Austria, Croatia, Serbia. We have Greece, Romania, Moldova, Burundi, Lebanon, Kenya, Qatar, Singapore, Nepal, and other nations of the world that are praying with us. Thank you very much for you praying with us, and I speak a blessing upon your life today. If you have a prayer request, you go to BPN Radio. There's a lot of things you can do there on bpnradio.com, and you can submit your prayer request. If you want to sign up your city or your church to pray with us, or sign up yourself to receive our daily Let's Pray America prayers that I send out, you can just go down to letsprayamerica.com. Passionate about America? You can just click on that one. If you have a prayer request, go down to the next box that says submit your prayer request. Go to BPN Radio. Everything is just in a simple line. A simple form, and you can just make connection there with us in several different ways. Remember that Dr. Larry Martin and I are going to be hosting the Comanche Call, and that will be June 25th and 26th. We're going to go back to the church where we actually grew up in, the same building, and at their own Patterson, and we're going to have Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, the Comanche Call. Join Dr. Larry Martin and myself and people that want to get started, restart. It's going to be a great time. We're also going to have some revival services. It's going to be fantastic. There's even a place you can register and get more information just by going there to our website and the Comanche Call. There is a promo right there. Well, thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, and I've enjoyed praying with you. Whatever need you might have, I just pray right now the Holy Spirit will come and minister to you. If you need healing, whatever you might need, I just declare in Jesus' name that He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. If you want to send me a personal message that I will certainly get to, you can go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And let me hear from you if you'd like to send me a personal message. And I just want to thank you for being a part of BPN today. And we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a great day today. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.